This is Dr. Amin Haas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Monica McNeil. Please rewrite again. Mary McNeil, MariMcNeill. Date of birth 07/27/1961. Date of appointment January 23, 2024. Requesting physician George Soriel, GeorgeSorial. Dear Dr. Soriel, I have the pleasure of seeing Mary McNeil today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 62-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose memory is not good. She fell out of the car 1 year ago. She fell in the parking lot of the Walmart, fell due to dizziness, lost balance. She lost the consciousness. She does not remember the days, lives with the boyfriend, not working. She was working as an aide in the Liberty home. He fell at the job, not working since then. He cannot drive due to the ankle, right ankle and left knee pain. She's at home. She's cooking food, never left the stove on. She does not have any pets. She write the check and pay her bill. Past medical history. Hypertension, dyslipidemia, tobacco abuse, migraine, headache, pre-diabetic, alcohol abuse, fatty liver. Past surgical history, none, allergy, no known. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Medications, imipenem 100 mg as needed basis, acetylcypram 20 mg daily. Hydroxyzine 50 mg 2 times daily, fenofibrate, sumatriptan 50 mg daily, PRN, vitamin D, Centrum Silver, women's daily, multivitamin. Social history, smoke 4 cigarettes per day on Shantex, trying to quit, drinks whiskey couple of times per week. She's not working. She's divorced. Lives with the boyfriend. Have no children. Family history. Mother deceased in a motor vehicle accident at age 62. Father alive with bone cancer. Two sister, one brother alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin. Metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a headache, lightheadedness, memory problem, depression, physical examination, blood pressure 120/70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1-S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, Time 3, I did the mini mental status examination and she scored 23 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 62-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, early Alzheimer's disease. Number two, depression. Number three, migraine. Number four, history of fall. Number five, history of dizziness. Next paragraph. Her dementia can be due to Alzheimer's disease or due to her depression. At this time, I advise her to take the amitriptyline 100 mg every day instead of taking as needed basis. This might help her. If this will not improve her memory, then I will start the RSF 5 mg PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.